Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Let me get to Restaurant Week very quickly here because it kicks off today. It's a 10-day event. Starts today. You go to various restaurants in town that sign up for this, and I think they have probably 100 to 125 or something like that that are signed up. You go in, and they have a fixed menu, and the three price points is $25, $35, and $45. Is that correct?
I believe something so, like or that, right? $50. Yeah. $50 a person.
And that's per person, right?
Yep.
With a fixed menu. Now, I've only participated once, but I wasn't very impressed with it because I don't like fixed menus. Do you?
I'm not a fan. I'm looking at them now. I'm not a fan of them because I like to pick what I want to eat.
Me too.
Yeah, I don't want
me
them
too.
To pick it for
and
me.
I feel
and
like
that's a lot of money, $25, $35, and $45.
It's very expensive.
Yeah, that's
you know,
expensive,
for a couple
yeah.
of people, you know, if you get the high end, $45 one.
Yeah.
And when you pick, let's say it's a salad as the first entree because most of them are like 3 and 4 course meals. You get an option of two different salads. That's it. That's
right.
it. You can't go off the menu. And then when it comes to the entree, you have to choose what they've designed as their restaurant week menu.
So when you pay, because I've never done it, and I've lived here a long time, and I'm ashamed to say I've never done it. So I give them, let's say, I want to do $35.
Okay.
So how many entrees do I mean, how many do I get, like an appetizer? An entree and a dessert?
Every meal, from what I understand, what I read on the website is a 3-course meal.
Okay.
So you're going to get a salad or an appetizer, I guess.
Yep.
Could be some places. You'll get an entree and a dessert.
Okay, gotcha.
Now, it depends on what is on that menu, obviously, to the price that you've chosen, either $25, $35, or $45.
Yeah. But maybe okay? Restaurant Week is like a chance for you to pay $25 and try stuff you've never tried before.
That's,
you
know? I think that's exactly it.
You're right.
And it's in support of the restaurants, which I love restaurants. Love it, love it, love it. I just didn't have a good experience the one time I went. I was very disappointed. I thought I really overpaid.
I've done it a couple times. And the first time we did it, I would agree with BJ. We didn't have a great experience. But I think it depends. You just got to really go through each restaurant and go through their menu. Because I'm looking at 801 Chop House, and they actually have a good fixed menu with a 6-ounce, 8-ounce sirloin. So, I mean, I'd probably be down. You just have to, I'd say, do your research before you
probably,
actually
that's
go.
True. Yeah.
Seems like a lot of work.
Schmidil, have you ever done it?
I have not.
He's with me.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
But I think it's a good way to experience something like you said. If you've never been to Shanahan's or something and you don't really have the
money for it regularly,
then do it.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm just such a picky eater. I don't want somebody to pick it for me.
But to me, it's not that much of a price break to try Shanahan's at $50 a person. Does that make sense? Because it's still $50 a person.
True. I mean, it's still pretty expensive.
So if I'm going to do $50 a person, I'm going to walk in and order what I want off the menu. I would think so.
And so it's how long is it? It starts today?
Yeah, starts today. It runs for 10 days.
I just remember
this. It's a big deal.
It is a big deal because there's a favorite restaurant that I have that I go to. And I remember I walked in and I was shocked. It was packed.
Yeah.
I was like, what's going on? They're like, it's restaurant week. All these people want a cheap meal. And I'm like, we couldn't even get in. We couldn't get into it because, and that's the only thing I would tell you. If you have a favorite restaurant that you usually go to this weekend, you're going to find that you can't get in.
Yeah. And the reason I bring this up and we tell this story and my experience, your experience, you had one good one, one not so good. You guys haven't even tried it. If you've tried it on Texanado, 51059, what was your experience? Was it worth it? Because I'm not dissing it. I haven't tried it enough, I guess. I've only done it once. But what was your experience? 51059. Did you find it worth it? And maybe you give us a tip. Here's the restaurant to go to. You get your money's worth.
Now, what restaurant are you looking at, Schmidl? Because that's a lot of food.
I'm looking at the Capital Grill.
And how much is that?
It doesn't have like a price point for what food is available for what price points. It just has a list of their what food they have there.
What their fixed menu is.
Okay.
Yeah, and you find that with a lot of the restaurants when you go on their website, a lot of them don't associate the actual price with what menu.
What you can get.
Yeah. So you get there, and then you get the you know, the shock.
Where they're like, here's a little piece right. of toast.
25 bucks, yeah. You get got it. A couple of nuts yeah. as a starter.
Right. So, but it brings in big business. It gives you a chance to try a lot of different restaurants, I guess. But, you know, is it worth it?
I don't know.
Now, didn't this thing, back in the day, wasn't it ran by 5280 and everything was 5280?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yep.
I think it was.
I do believe so, yeah.
I think 5280 Magazine was actually the one who, I don't know if they started it, but they were associated with it, and all the meals were 5280
per
person.
Yeah, that was the catch, yeah.
And then they jumped out of it?
I think so.
Oh.
Yeah, now they've gone to a different
setup. Because now it's
setup.
Run by Visit Denver, I believe.
Oh, okay.
But we want you to go, and we encourage you to go and go to all the restaurants.
Yep, check it. check out the menus. You can do it online. Denver Restaurant Week, just put it in Google.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. And anywhere, anytime. On the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.